Thank you, Colin, for those songs of praise to God. Good morning, first of all. I'd like to welcome the visitors that we have. We have a few visitors with us. We'd like to welcome Teresa all the way from West Texas. She says she's not going back until it thaws out back there. So she's going to stay with us in this beautiful weather for a while. We'd like to welcome Frank and Armita Bruno. They have identified that they want to worship and work with us here at South Valley officially. It might shock some of you that they haven't been officially part of us, even though they've been worshiping with us for quite some time. They live in Pahrump and make the drive, as they say, over the hump from Pahrump. So we're glad to have you guys with us. If you would, turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. I want to make a correction to the bulletin. The scripture was 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And the sermon is taken from that. It's not Light 6. In fact, I'm going to have an official, just a vote. I think we need to fire the secretary, the lady that does bulletin, so you're fired. I'm not gonna repeat the lesson from, what's that? Well, we'll hire her back, I guess. Not bad for volunteer work, I guess. We're going to take our scripture, our lesson today, from this passage of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul wrote this. This was the second letter that he wrote to the Christians there in Corinth. We're going to spend our time this morning looking at this passage. Starts off in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in Achaia. He's establishing, even though he already has done this, he's just letting them know again. This is not my whim. This is not, he's reminding them, I'm an apostle and of Jesus Christ. That it's establishing his credibility for what he's going to say. And he goes on to say, by the will of God. This is not my thoughts and wishes. This is inspired work by the will of God. And what a bit of credibility for Timothy. A validation. And Timothy, our brother. This is coming from him. He's with me. He's doing the work and helping me. You know, to give, not that Timothy would want it, but it's validating and giving him credibility with the things that he does with Paul. It goes on to say, to the church of God, you are the Christians. And it's to the Christians in Corinth and all the saints in Achaia, which is southern Greece. And this is to them. Verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This was a common greeting of the day, grace and peace. But it's not this worldly peace. Peace is not lack of turmoil. You can have, you know, if you're searching for peace, you can have peace by through submission. That's not peace. That's just being controlled. This is not the kind of peace Paul is talking about. And I'll tell you, there are those talking about peace. If you want peace, you can choose to lay down and submit. But as Christians, there is a fight coming our way. And I want you to be aware of it. There is a fight coming our way. There are those in our country that want to take our religious freedom. I am a little concerned about people that are questioning whether they want to attend worship or not over little things coming up. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to get a lot worse. And you may have to, as they say, fish or cut bait. This is not that kind of worldly peace that comes from just laying down and submitting. Yeah, you can have peace that way by giving in. This peace is not lack of turmoil. This peace that Paul is talking about is peace in the midst of turmoil that only we can have from God and Jesus. To have peace in the midst of it, that's true godly peace. In the midst of problems, in the midst of turmoil, not peace without turmoil. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. This is a sermon. This verse is a sermon right there. Don't be surprised if down the road we get a sermon. Of course, it probably won't get published right in the bulletin, but joking, I love you. That's a mini sermon right there. And God and Jesus is the source of that grace and peace that we just talked about, that Paul just talked about, who comforts us in all our trouble, in all our tribulation, excuse me, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We get that comfort and then are supposed to be passing it on. Pay it forward. And it's that same comfort that we get from God. And we have that through fellowship. We can't give that comfort if we don't have that connection. If we haven't established those relationships with each other, we can't give that comfort. That kind of comfort only comes through Christ, from God. Being able to have that comfort through prayer. I don't know if you have ever had the opportunity, and I'm not talking about prayer in a worship service, although that's powerful, but to pray individually with another Christian or small group of Christians. That is powerful, comforting, to be able to comfort somebody through some sort of aid, all sorts of aid, a pat on the back, maybe just a glance across a room that you know what they're going through. That they may be in a very dark place and you get it. And they know you get it. Just a look, a nod, financial help, to help them with a car repair, whatever. Aid through encouragement. Just to give them some encouragement to stay on that right track, that we're in it together. That's what Paul is saying. And it's from God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. We can't ask for one without the other. We're going to get both. And like Jesus, the suffering is temporary. We get a glimpse into the past, into the future, from the past, knowing it's temporary. The grave couldn't hold Jesus. The sufferings that he encountered were temporary. Anything we're going to face, he's given us the glimpse into the future. The rewards are eternal. That consolation. Yes, we may face sufferings. The Christians in Corinth did. Other Christians have. We may face sufferings. They are temporary. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. It's not just happening to Paul for Paul. He's doing it for their benefit. He's doing it to fulfill God's plan. God wants him to serve him. And he's given us an example that to serve him, it may not always be walking in a rose garden. You know, the Christians that think it's just going to be hunky-dory and everything okay, it's not always that way. We get the strength to be able to do that, to endure the tribulations. But Paul says, it's for your effects. We get, just like Jesus inspired others, that it's temporary, that you may have to go through this. Paul is going through the same things. And inspiring others, he's doing it not just for himself, for your benefit, to know that whatever Paul goes through is temporary. And our hope for you is steadfast. Because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. Paul's telling them, I've got confidence in you. Wow, could you imagine getting a pat on the back from Paul? You can do it. We won't give up on you. If you're struggling, we've got the confidence, we know you'll get through this. And we'll share the bad, but also the good. Your reward is going to be the same as our reward. I'm the Apostle Paul, but you know what? You're going to get the same reward I get. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. He's telling them, don't be shocked. You're going to hear things through the grapevine about us. We're not going to sugarcoat it, but we want you to hear it from us. But you know what? We're okay. We're going to get through this thing. It was bad. It was real bad. But you know what? As bad as it was, we're going to get through it. And so can you if you face it. Because anything that our reward is going to come at the end. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. Those are some wise words that Paul is giving them to remind them, even in the face of death, God raises the dead. It was Jesus that he raised, that the grave could not hold him. Don't you know those powers that be that wanted Jesus dead, that had been plotting to try to stop him, trying to trick him into saying something, they thought, we finally got him. We've killed him. And then 3 days later, oops, plan B. They thought they had him. Trust in the God that raises people from the dead. Not in yourselves, not in what the world views as power. Trust in God who raises from the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. Amen. We had a lesson on this verse some months ago, that he has delivered us in the past. He does deliver us right now. And that Paul trusts he still will deliver us in the future. We're covered coming and going if we trust in him. And it ends up, you also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Paul's telling them, you have no idea how you help us. You help us more than you ever realize. Through the prayers alone. To think that, oh, we, the Christians in Corinth, how can we help Paul? Paul's the one that helps us. Paul's the one that encourages us through his writing, through his teachings. But Paul's telling them, you help us. Your prayers encourage us. The gift that you sent to us, probably the monetary gift, you help us more than you know. What an encouragement. It's a letter to the Christians in Corinth, but it's also a letter to us in 2021. I would encourage you this week. It wouldn't take you long. Don't have to do it in one setting. Read the book of 2 Corinthians. It would be a good study for you. Take a little bit and read 2 Corinthians. The lesson is yours. We never like to leave an assembly without offering an invitation. If there are those of you who have not put your Lord on in baptism, we have an opportunity to do that. If you'd like to have further study regarding salvation, we're here for you. If you have been wanting to identify with us, like Frank sent the card up, he goes, I got two things. We want to work with you here. You know, great. Let your needs be known. If you have prayers, like Paul said, you have no idea how your prayers help us. If you need prayers from us, please let us know. If there's sin in your life that you need to repent from, don't let another day go by. Repent now to enjoy the benefits, that consolation that Paul talks about, to enjoy that. But you can't have it without repenting. Whatever your need, please come forward as Colin leads us in the invitation. Let's stand.